It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today with some encouraging news. Senator Joe Manchin, still in COVID quarantine, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Wednesday afternoon that they had reached a deal on a new reconciliation package dealing with health care and climate, resurrecting part of Biden's agenda that we thought had been killed by Manchin and Sinema a few times. So it seems that just about everyone was caught by surprise when they released the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. It's a 700-plus page bill. It includes nearly $370 billion in climate and energy provisions, including funding for new hydrogen, nuclear, renewable, and fossil fuel programs, lowers energy costs, increases cleaner production, and reduces carbon emissions by roughly 40% by 2030. This bill allows Medicare to negotiate drug prices and caps out-of-pocket costs at $2,000. It also, very importantly, extends the premium subsidies under the Affordable Care Act for 3 years. In terms of taxes, it's finally making the biggest corporations and the ultra-wealthy pay their fair share with a corporate alternative minimum tax. This is for companies with more than $1 billion in annual profit. No new taxes on families making $400,000 or less, and no new taxes on small businesses. They say this bill closes tax loopholes and enforces the tax code. And the package includes more than $300 billion to go towards the Manchin priority of deficit reduction. As of press time, still no word from Kyrsten Sinema's office as to whether or not she will support this deal. Fingers crossed. And stay tuned. Now, whether it was some surprising strategery, so to speak, or just a coincidence, the timing of this announcement was remarkable. Just hours earlier, 17 Senate Republicans voted with the Democrats to help pass the $280 billion CHIPS Plus bill, which will bolster the domestic chip manufacturing industry and fund scientific research. I mean, good stuff for the American people, right? Well, now Mitch McConnell's angry. So how they responded to this surprise announcement is by filibustering the bill to help veterans exposed to toxic pit burns while in the military. That's how Republicans respond to being outmaneuvered politically? By hurting veterans? That's shameful. But wait, there's more. The CHIPS bill that I just told you about, that 17 Senate Republicans voted for, that now goes to the House? Well, Republican leadership is now urging its members to vote against the CHIPS bill. So something they voted overwhelmingly for yesterday to help people, they're now trying to derail. Nancy Pelosi only has 4 votes to play with, and she loses one on August 9th due to a special election in Minnesota. So she wants to get this vote done and to President Biden for his signature. Well, as feared and somewhat expected, the U.S. economy shrank again for a second straight quarter at an annual rate of 0.9%. A move like that usually signals a recession. And this news comes just a day after the Federal Reserve announced that it would raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point for the second straight month. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying they're going to keep being aggressive in fighting inflation.
Today's increase is the target range is the second 75 basis point increase in as many meetings. While another unusually large increase could be appropriate at our next meeting, that is a decision that will depend on the data we get between now and then. We will continue to make our decisions meeting by meeting and communicate our thinking as clearly as possible.
Congress is racing against the clock trying to get some other priorities taken care of before the August recess. The House Democratic Caucus and a whopping 8 Republicans voted last week to protect the right to birth control and other contraceptives. That bill went to the Senate, but was blocked today by Joni Ernst. Remember her?
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Yeah, that Joni Ernst of Iowa. She objected to the request for unanimous consent to pass the bill, killing it on the floor. So Joni Ernst says no birth control for you?
Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
Why are Republicans so vindictive? Rhetorical question. President Biden has completed his five-day isolation and tested negative for COVID-19 twice, so he is cleared to resume normal activities, his doctor said. Biden will wear a mask when near others for 10 days in compliance with the CDC. And the doctors credit his quick recovery and mild symptoms to his vaccination, two booster shots, and a five-day course of the antiviral medication Paxlovid. And again, we warn, COVID isn't over. In fact, this latest strain is the most contagious one yet. Take precautions. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.